Alright, today I'm going to be reacting to this video that I think captures the perfect insight into the defeated sub-5 male. You know, there's just something about this video that just kind of hits home, honestly, you know. Because when I was, you know, when I was working in retail, it got to a point where people just left and I was working with a bunch of people younger than me. And, you know, I'll get into it in a second, but let me just, you know, play the video real quick.
Jimmy, are you fucked up, dude?
No, not really.
No, not really, dude? You're not fucked up, dude?
Not really.
No, hey, walk in a straight line for me, yeah?
So, you know, we have the atrophied muscles, the froglet build, the bloating, which I think I finally figured it out, you know, why, you know, you'll, because I see this all the time in older men who are just completely defeated by life, you know, lonely men who are just defeated. They have this build, guys, this exact same build. And I think I figured it out, you know, because when you're this defeated by life, you've had nothing but negative reinforcement. You get made fun of all the time. You got nothing going for you. People usually turn to drugs and alcohol. And I think that's what the alcohol does. You know, I think these guys, they just drink so much that the belly just bloats, and it just makes the look just like the defeated look so much worse, man. But all right, anyway, so yeah, you know, of course, Mr. Zoomer, you know, the kid always has to be recording everything, you know.
Right here, in the back, come here. Walk in a straight line, right here.
You know, and it hits home because, you know, even in high school, you know, because I'm not good looking at all. Been made fun of all the time, and you know, growing up, I mean, people would just record me for no random reason. You don't even have to be doing anything. I know this guy in particular, like, he's like clearly just under some shit, I don't know what. But you know, of course, the kids, oh, it's a good opportunity to record him, oh, because this guy, you know, he probably comes into work, doesn't talk to anybody at all, probably can't relate to anybody, and just decided one morning, I don't know why, because that's not normal, doing this shit, you know, getting fucked up before work. But you know, either way, this kid, you know, thinks it's a good idea to, you know, record him and shit. And yeah, because Zoomers always have to record everything, you know. Even at my old job, I had a kid that sounded exactly like this one. That would always, like, he would hand me something. He'd start recording me, bro, throw it. And he'd be, and just, I'd be sitting, like, the lunchroom. He'd record me, be like, bro, oh, here's my buddy, bro. And I just, like, sit there with like a, you know, like a defeated look on my face. It's just so brutal, man, you know, getting older. But yeah, you know, he wants him to do just their maxing. He points to this line on the floor. You'll see it
on this line right there, walking a straight line. Come on, do it.
And of course, you know, he can't make it. He gets tripped by a ghost or something.
Oh!
Smack, hat goes flying. You know, I think that's the most brutal part about this video, guys. The hat just had to go flying. It just had to, you know, just to reveal the brutal, you know, Norwood victim spot, you know. Drink spilled, belly bloated, pants soaked, defeated. My
Jimmy.
Good God, there's just something, like when he's just laying there on the floor, man. And listen, I already know 100% the normies are going to come running in. Always have to blame somebody. Oh, it's, you know, it's his fault for doing that. He did it to himself, bro. It's because he came to work drunk, bro. It's his fault. It's all his fault. And, you know, yeah, because who the fuck would do that? Like, this guy should not have done that. But it just, it's so deep when you realize, you know, this guy, like, you know, just the, I don't even think he has teeth as well.
Are you fucked up, dude?
Does he? Hold on.
Really?
No, not.
I'm not sure.
Not really, dude.
But yeah, you know, they'll be like, "Oh, it's all his fault. It's all his fault." And at the same time, you know, they'll try and like give you what is it like? Like fake sympathy and be like, "Oh, you know, that man really needs help." And yeah, of course. But here's the really harsh, brutal truth that no one would really ever say. If this guy stopped doing whatever the fuck he's doing, his life wouldn't improve. It would, obviously, if he stopped doing it, it would stop it from getting worse. But I don't think it would improve. You know, I don't think his life would improve if he stopped, I guess, drinking maybe. I don't know exactly what he's on.
You're not fucked up, dude?
Not really.
And the voice and just, my God, it's just this, everything about this is just too brutal to me.
Straight line for me, yeah? Right here, in the back, come here. Walk in a straight line, right here. On this line right there, walk in a straight line, come on, do it.
Well, I want to know what he says here. Does he say whatever? I actually don't even know. If you guys know, I don't even know what he says.
Oh!
Just a smackdown, you know, the skull brutally bounced off the fridge. Brutal bouncage. Hat flying. Oh my God, this is just too fucking brutal to me, man. I just had to share this one, man. Oh my God. You know, I can only assume this guy doesn't have a girlfriend. You know, and all of his, Zoomer coworkers get to laugh at this guy. They probably laugh at him even if he's not, you know, drunk. Or ignore him. It's just such a brutal life, man. You know, because I've been through this exact shit. And I think it's sad to see because, you know, this could be me in my future. You know, I don't know this guy, but I can only assume that, you know, he was defeated by life at a young age, got bullied for his looks, maybe his voice, who fucking knows. And it just, all that negative reinforcement made him just stay here at Sonic. Because who the fuck would work at Sonic? You know, can you imagine? You know, because I know when we're younger, we're all hurt. We all hear, anything's possible. Anything's possible. Life is yours. Anything is possible. You can do anything. Anything is possible in life. Imagine saying that shit while looking at this photo right now. Anything is possible while I just fucking smacked my head, my fucking bald head on the fucking fridge and my pants are soaked working at Sonic at like 30. Not everything is possible, guys. Life is unfair, you know, and it's especially unfair for, defeated, unattractive men, you know. Life sucks. Life sucks for everybody, but for us, it's something, you know, it really is something. But God damn, just laying on the floor defeated like this, it's just so insanely brutal to me. I just can't get over it, you know. What else do I really want to talk about? I don't know. I mean, that's about it. It's just, you know, I know like the average person's going to be like, it's his fault. It's his, like normal people don't do this. They don't do whatever the fuck, drugs, drink, and come into work like this. When you're this defeated, you know, you usually turn to, and I wouldn't advise for that shit, man, because,
Jimmy, are you,
just look at this, man. It just makes your life worse. It makes your already shitty life worse. You know, it makes your already horrible life way worse than it already has to be. This video could have been avoided. But that's not the point, though. Because people like this exist. You know, this guy probably would, yeah, go into his work day to day, not talk to any of these guys because he probably didn't know what the fuck, you know, how to relate to them. Come home, maybe he would drink, and then go to sleep. You know. And you're just completely invisible to the world. And there's really nothing you can actually do, you know, to make people like you. And yeah, he just thought, I guess, like, yeah, and he's thinking in his head, you know, all fucked up, like, yeah, they're talking to me now, I'm funny now. But bro, nah, they're laughing at you, not with you, dude. And it's really sad because I had an experience happen like this, like fucking literally 2 days ago, not with the drinking or anything, but, you know, just being recorded and made a clown out of because I'm just like some ugly idiot, you know. Life just sucks, but yeah, either way, just wanted to share this video real quick. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fucked up.